Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Belinda blinked, and here we have the rankings. 49. Cedric. It must be tough being approximately 81 years old and trapped inside a magic equestrian store. Cedric has made it work by outsourcing all of the hard work to his junior staff and riding the building's ancient elevators to get his nostrils around the bosoms of attractive young women. The only price he pays is to be occasionally harvested for his moles. Not a lot to ask, really. Rocky's comment. Most people over the age of 80 never get the chance to stay in the work environment because, quite rightly, they've been up for retirement for many years. So logically, Cedric is not whom he appears at first sight. We can only conjecture that he's 55 years old and made up to look 81. But that's being a bit cynical and making his nostrils voyeurish, which indeed they might well be. I prefer to stick with the original story and admit that Cedric is the big cheese of Foster's. Indeed, his payslip names him as Cedric Foster, and long may he control that very small and revealing lift to the ladies' fitting floor. 48. Paddy the Barman. This Northern Irish heartthrob is loyal to a fault. Where would the confidential order of cookware knights be without someone to serve them cold Australian Chardonnay? Paddy also has remarkable self-control not to have been drawn into the outright pornography perpetrated in his bar every single day. It looks like we'll be spending more time in East Berlin in future books, so I'm hopeful that we'll see characters routinely travelling between the continent and the UK via the airport. Anything to give us more time with the Heathrow Pentra Long Bar's number one employee. Rocky's comment. Paddy could well be my much younger cousin, who, like me, emigrated from the Emerald Isle over 45 years ago. Competent, makes a neat cocktail for all the MI6 types frequenting the Pentra Long Bar, and very tolerant of the client base his excellent service attracts. The whole Belinda blinked scenario, coupled with the Glee team interaction, is reliant on a good watering hole, and I doubt if this will change in future books. Big decisions are afoot, and Belinda is not one to shirk them. Indeed, she will be the instigator, and God help Paddy, when the East Germans hit town. For those of you who like to visit real places in London, and why not the Pentra, it's today known as the Renaissance London Heathrow Hotel on Bath Road. At the very least, have a drink in the long bar with your glee team and watch the aircraft, in my day it was Concorde, take off from next door's airport runway. By the way, whilst Paddy has now taken up Maeve's old position as receptionist at Steele's, he's still doing the evening shift at the Pentra Long Bar. Got to pay the rent somehow. 47. James Dribble. One of the forensic accountants recruited by Sir James in Lockdown 69, James Dribble is, as his name suggests, yet another James. By my reckoning, that makes seven characters with James or Jim in their name, without mentioning the James and Jamie who host the podcast. Is Rocky's Book of Baby Names stuck open on the one page? Despite his unappealing surname, Dribble is a quintessential Englishman. Charming and passionate, he passed his Japanese-led erogenous zone course with flying colours and sure knows his way around the backseat of a Rolls-Royce. Indeed, he exemplifies all the traits of that most famous British spy, also named James, which were lacking in spoons. He'll have to appear in the book proper before moving any further up the rankings, but based on his performance thus far, what's not to love? Rocky's comment. James Dribble is another Belinda Blink character who starts off as possibly a damp squib, but when given word space, starts to grow exponentially. The fact he's called James is another freak happening in the development of the series, and as they say, when you lose a James, as in Spooner, another one magically pops up, albeit in Lockdown 69. Belinda, whilst getting off to a frosty start with Dribble, does admire his leather suitcase, and of course, when Belinda gets what she wants, she feels great. This inevitably leads to further action, and the rear of a specially adapted Rolls-Royce seems like the right place. Certainly better than the previously proposed Benny Bella's Brothers milk float. 46. Tony Sylvester. I wish I could place Steele's managing director higher, and I guess he earns points for loyalty. He deserves a few just for that scintillating brainstorm session around Sir James's favourite whiteboard with Belinda. Unfortunately, despite being with us since the catalytic job interview, Tony's never quite emerged as a character he should have been. His erratic mood swings are unnerving, and enough to make anyone feel like the office cat. He missed the many neon red light signals that his brother was a backstabbing bastard, and he fell for not one but two double agents in a row. I'm remaining deeply unconvinced he's right for the job of chairman. Here's hoping Belinda deposes Tony at series end. Rocky's comment. Yes, Tony has been a bit of a disappointment throughout the series. Unlike James Dribble, as above, he started off with a big bang at the job interview and has fizzled like a damp squib ever since, much like his love life. We have to be thankful he recruited Belinda when he did, and not some other person who wouldn't have galvanised the SEALs team as Belinda has. Obviously, he can't be blamed for the genetics his family has given him, but his choice of Giselle and Maeve as lovers and Bella as his international sales director shows he's beginning to lose his way. Perhaps that's what Sir James has in mind, a point a week character as his successor and control him from the shadows as Tony's past lovers have done. I think he's done extremely well to achieve such a high-ranking position, and one can only wonder where he'll be in 5 years' time. Unemployed or chief executive Monroe Corp. Business is brutal, Tony.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
45. Mimi. This Scottish spy is ever so reliable. With her bob haircut and trademark wood louse car, Mimi deserves far more credit for her initiative, preparedness and safe driving skills. I can't help thinking that if she had joined the gang in Australia, it wouldn't have been quite the debacle it became. Rocky's comment. I imagine Mimi as the archetypal spooner girl. Beautiful, seductive, and with a tremendous sense of fashion. Albeit in bob haircuts and raincoats. Well, it is in Scotland, notoriously rains all the time, where she has to perform her duties at present. Perhaps as in real Showtime life, she'll step up into Spooner's shoes when the Duchess gets round to replacing him in her spying organisation. Let's hope her surname has 2 00s in it, for continuity purposes. Mimi O'Toole. 44. Signor Zip. One of the most delightful recurring figures of season 6, Signor Zip approaches his job in a far more sensible manner than certain other spies who remain unnamed. His gadgets are quite fun too, doo-ba-doo-doo, and he's happy to splash out for the expensive gift hamper, with fresh mussels and everything. Just don't call him for backup requests, it's not his department. Thought you should know. Rocky's comment. In the UK, we have a fire lighter called Zip Firelighters, and it's my job to light our open fire every now and again, so I tend to use Zip. This is a small shout-out to a fiery character who helps me set things alight, as Senior Zip does when he communicates with Belinda. Long may his gadgets continue to enlighten the spying world, because these guys need all the help they can get. Hey, Senior Zip, those ankle bracelets haven't done so well. But I just love one of those garment-cutting lasers. 43. Ken Dewsbury. What a fucking loon. The chapter in Big Ken's cellar is the single grimmest piece of writing in Rocky's oeuvre. The voyeuristic RSM from God's Own Country clearly needs to invest in some more state-of-the-art equipment. Anything without multicoloured wires stapled to the wall would be an improvement. Yet I admire someone who knows what they want. And somehow, aside from the occasional misled shipment of couscous evaporators and some invoices so wrong they're doing Big Titty's Matilda's head in, it seems to be working out for him. Rocky's comment. The first Christmas special, for me, characterises the true Ken Dewsbury. The way he slides a grubby envelope with a no doubt much used Christmas card inside, across the table towards Belinda, and then almost grudgingly thanks her for his best sales year ever. Classic salesman attitude, and I've worked with lots of them. Another telling moment is when Ken drives Belinda to his grimy cellar flat just outside the centre of Leeds. This is based on real fact, as Wilma and I lived above it for at least one glorious year, saving up to buy our first house. And what I really like about Ken Dewsbury is his unabashed pride in telling Belinda that the nearly derelict property has been in his family for over 100 years. It's so telling that Ken doesn't stop to think that perhaps he should do a bit of building work to the property and make something better of it. Salt of the earth, a Yorkshire man. If it's not broke, don't fix it. But Ken, you do need to repair it from time to time. So you can imagine Wilma and I's excitement when Jamie tells us he's moving into a student house just around the corner from where we subsisted all those years ago. And yes, that empty basement flat is still there. Need a short-term rental in Leeds, UK? Anyone? So, if you like the style of my podcast, then I'd like to get you the special gift for the Belinda Blinked fan in your life. I will record your message in the same style as my podcast, Rocky Flintstone Unleashed. So, hi, Jamie Morton. Rocky Flintstone here, just wishing you a very, very happy birthday. Enjoy your day and see you soon. Cheers! You can get this a great, unique present from my Etsy store, Rocky's Pavilion, all one word. Thank you for listening and have a great day. Ciao!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.